Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Blue Gold, American Jeans, is a feature-length documentary about how one unlikely garment ended up connecting us all. Following vintage jeans hunter Eric Schrader around the world, Blue Gold searches for the reason we all wear blue mining pants from the late 1800s. An ambassador of Americana, Eric trades in the history, myth, and intrinsic values that have made blue jeans the most expensive and fetishized piece of vintage clothing on the planet. From fashion history and subculture aspiration to the lost tradition of American manufacturing, Blue Gold explores Americana in our globalized world, where cultural exchange and social responsibility demand greater transparency and inspire innovation. Blue Gold, American Jeans will have its festival premiere at the Berkshire International Film Festival this weekend, screening at 11:30 on Saturday at the Beacon in Pittsfield and again at 11:30 on Sunday at the Triplex in Great Barrington. Filmmaker Christian Brun joins us now. Christian Brun, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Congratulations on your film opening at the Berkshire International Film Festival.
Thank you. We're so excited to be there. This is the first festival for the film, and yeah, we just couldn't be happier.
What made you want to tell the story of American Jeans?
That is a good question. I used to not really own that many pairs of jeans, but some friends took me to the Rose Bowl flea market in Pasadena, California, very early Sunday morning, and I realized that there's this whole subculture of designers and collectors and enthusiasts and denim freaks that sort of travel the world to collect and buy old vintage jeans. And I was just fascinated and had no idea this was even going on. And just seeing that there are all these people who were that interested and that sort of obsessed with jeans and especially vintage jeans was just really fascinating. And then I started to look into what that is and what is the value in the pants and why do we all wear them. And then it sort of became this 5-year traveling around the world, talking to people, following this one guy around, and just finding out why we're all wearing these old blue mining pants from the 1870s. What's up with that?
The guy you follow around is vintage jeans hunter Eric Schrader. How did you meet him, and how hard was it to get him to let you follow him around with a camera for a number of years?
Well, you know, I met Eric at the Rose Bowl flea market about 5:30 in the morning, and he was sort of the one guy that all the Japanese collectors and designers went straight to, and they would just see it, you know, piles and piles of old vintage denim and old vintage jeans. And so when I started looking into this whole subculture a little more, he just seemed to be the natural fit, and he was just like a really great guy, and he's really passionate about denim. You know, then I learned that he's not just, you know, Eric Schrader, vintage hunter who lives out in Boise. He actually goes to Tokyo every month, has been doing that for 16 years, and then sort of slowly that world opened up to me, and I was again just fascinated. And he was a good sport in the beginning. He was a little, had to get used to the camera, but over the 5 years, he just got more into it and was pretty natural about it. And we had a great time. So, you know, I ended up traveling with him to Japan, to New York and to L.A. and visited him out in Boise and went up into the mountains and found some old barns and mines and helped him look around for old jeans. So, yeah, so he's a really good friend now and just a great guy.
Just so we're clear about how much people are spending on these really old jeans, what is the most expensive pair that you saw or you have heard of?
I think the one that I've seen is the most expensive pair of jeans that I've seen is valued at $125,000.
Okay.
It's a pair that is in Levi's in the Levi's vault.
Right.
Where they keep track of their legacy and collect, and a lot of that stuff comes from people like Eric Schrader or some of these, even some of these Japanese collectors, because the Japanese came over even in the 80s, like before we really started to realize that there was any value in these old jeans. They came over in the 80s and just went to all the flea markets and all the old thrift stores across the country and just drove around on road trips and bought all of our old vintage denim. There's an estimate that says that about 80% of all vintage jeans and denim is in Japan now.
Wow. So the film is very cohesive, but made in, I would say, three sort of parts. There's the parts with Eric Schrader with the vintage jeans hunters. There is education and history. And then there's talking to designers and other people who comment on the legacy and importance of denim in our culture, like Isaac Mizrahi and Mark Echo. You talked to Marky Ramone and Tommy Hilfiger. How hard was it to get to talk to those guys, and how did you know who you should talk to about jeans?
It's I think it was just part of the sort of research and discovery of just getting into starting to film people. And one thing that I realized was that, like, the first reaction when you tell people that you're making a film about jeans, people are a little surprised and they don't really know what to think of that. But then I usually tell them a few things about the film, and then they will start to talk for the next hour about their own jeans stories and their first pair of jeans and this and that. So you just kind of realize that there is, like, everybody has a jean story and everybody has some strange personal relationship to these blue pants. So, yeah, so once I interviewed one person, that person said, oh, you know, you should really talk to so-and-so and so-and-so. And really everybody was on board and was excited about it. Like, Tommy Hilfiger said yes in like a day. Mark Ramone, same thing. I think it's because it's such a passion thing that people just really get into it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, they had great stories, and none of them were the same. Everybody's story, everybody's relationship with their jeans was different.
I know, it's so funny.
The actor Edward Burns narrates the film. How did you approach him?
Well, we were looking for a voice that was... I wanted something that was a little more contemporary, and something that was sort of fresh and also sounding, shall we say, like American to me, and very... he grew up in Brooklyn. And there's something about his voice that I thought was very immediate and very fresh, for lack of a better word. I think the initial thought was to have that traditional deep cowboy voice narrate the film, but somehow it just didn't feel right, even though a lot of the backstory and the culture is in that Americana, Wild West kind of thing. But I just wanted to sort of take it into the new millennium and just... and just sort of give that Americana a new voice in a way, just a young, fresh voice.
You were born in Denmark. How long have you been in the States? Mm-hmm. A long time?
I've been here for 17 years now, and about that.
And what brought you here?
Well, I came here to go to school, and I just loved it so much that I decided to stay. And but making the film, and as I started making the film, I also realized that there was something about all the things that foreigners are fascinated with, about America and Americana, that of course also that drew me here and made me want to move here, made me want to be here. One of the funny things is that the blue jeans are called cowboy pants in Danish.
Uh-huh.
And they're also called cowboy pants in Mandarin and Spanish. And so there's this reference to cowboys. And then when I started doing research for the film, I realized that cowboys didn't wear them. Cowboys did not wear blue jeans. They were made for miners and for later for farmers. And then at some point, because of Hollywood, all the rodeo stars wanted to wear those blue pants that John Wayne was wearing in the movies. So they redesigned jeans so you could actually ride in them. Because before that, they were too, like, somehow with the seams, they weren't really great for riding.
Mm-hmm.
So then, of course, then I started to understand that it's... So the lure of the jeans and of Americana and all the sort of great movies and the westerns and later Marlon Brando, those are all those images that, of course, inspire and draw people to the U.S. from all over the world.
After learning so much about denim over the last 5 years, do you just, like, see jeans on everybody in a very, like, focused way, or are they still just part of the backdrop of life? Because, I mean, almost everybody wears them a lot of the time.
I know. You know what? I don't notice it too much, like, because you because you don't notice, right? Because everybody really is wearing jeans. But it's always fun, and suddenly, if I look, then suddenly I'll be like trying to figure out what, you know, what brand they're wearing, what kind of jeans they're into, and yeah, it's always, it can be a little awkward when you suddenly find yourself, or people would realize you're staring at their butt to see, to see the little leather patch on the back, or see what the brand they're wearing is. But yeah, no, I definitely has joined the ranks of the denim freaks myself, and have way too many pairs now.
Do you have vintage jeans, or are you just buying a lot of different brands and you know, off the shelf in stores?
I mostly just buy new jeans and just wear them in. I just buy them completely raw and stiff, like cardboard, and then I just wear them in over time and sort of make them my own. I love the vintage jeans, but they're way too expensive.
Yeah, way too expensive
to buy. So,
well, it's a wonderfully made film. It was very interesting. Thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And have a great time at the film festival.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Christian Brun is the filmmaker behind the documentary Blue Gold, American Jeans. It will screen twice at the Berkshire International Film Festival this weekend. For more information, visit biffma.org, bifma.org, or wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.